Why don't we give Pastor Rick one more big round of applause for everything that he's done and everything that he's doing. Listen, it's an honor and a privilege to be able to be up here today to communicate everything that we've seen happen in 2024, but it's even more exciting to communicate what we're expecting to see happen within 2025. If I haven't had the opportunity to share or introduce myself, I'm Pastor Nick, the campus pastor here at the White Oak campus of Bridge City Church, and I say it every single Sunday. I'll continue to say it. I will never stop saying it. There's no place I'd rather be than right here with each and every one of you, worshiping God and praising his name. And listen, if this is your first Sunday here with us, you picked a great Sunday, just like Kevin said, because you get to see the ins and outs of Bridge City Church and hear everything about it. So the ushers are getting ready to be prepared because I know Pastor Rick promised you the annual report and you're going to get it, because if I don't give it to you right now, you're not going to listen to a word I say. And I know that I'm not going to say anything of any importance until you get one of these in your hand. So as they're passing them out, I'm going to go ahead and pray. So, Father God, I thank you so much for all that has already happened today. God, I stand before you and many of your sons and daughters with great expectation for all that you're going to do. And Lord, we just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. So as the ushers are passing those out, I just want to say thank you to the ushers for all that they do week in and week out, creating an environment of safety and excellence. Listen, those guys are amazing at everything that they do. And every week they are prepared to create an environment that you all are welcomed into. And I'm so thankful for each and every one of them. And we've gotten to see the usher team change so much over the years. And before a lot of you even walked in here, they used to dress like Best Buy employees. They had khaki pants and blue polo shirts. It was pretty cool. Everybody thought they worked at Best Buy, but they were just a part of Bridge City Church. Everybody got your annual report? You're getting them? All right, everybody hold them up. That's a cool picture for me. I should have brought my phone up to take a picture. Wait, keep holding them up. I'll go like this. Oh, that's fun. Wait, here we go. I want my favorite. Hold them up again. Here we go. Boom. Look at that. That was fun. All right. Before you start flipping through all the pages, I want to prepare you. I want to make sure that your perspective is right as you're going through this. And listen, this is family business, okay? You're going to go through this, and you're going to see lots of numbers. You're going to see lots of stories. You're going to see money. You're going to see this stuff. And sometimes our brains can't compute things unless we get perspective. So right inside the open first page, I want you to flip right here, okay? And I'm not going to talk about the vision statement. Pastor Rick talked about that, why we exist. But I want to go to the table of contents. And you're like, well, why is the table of contents important? That just tells me where stuff's located. Because if I don't talk about it, I don't think you'll catch it. Maybe you will, maybe you won't. But the table of contents is very important because it gives you the perspective of how you should read the entirety of the annual report. Because you see that it's broken up into a few sections: gathering and growing, and giving and going. And these G's are how we do everything that we do within Bridge City Church. We gather, we grow, we give, and we go. And you may be thinking, well, wait, there's a G missing. We do all of those things all for the glory of God. The glory of God is all throughout this book. Everything that you read, everything that you see, everything that is within the annual report, God is going to get the glory for. Every person, every story, every number, every dollar amount, God's going to get glory for. So his glory is all over this book. Now, these G's that I just talked about, 19 years ago, changed my life. I was gathered in, I began growing, I began to catch what it looked like to give of my time, my talent, my treasure, and then I couldn't wait to go into my world. Not just the world. My neighborhood, my friend group, my family, my world. And I'm so excited to get to see tons and tons of people continuing to be gathered in, starting to grow, starting to catch what it looks like to give of their time and their talent and their treasure, and then you all going and gathering and going and giving glory to God, and you all learning all of the G's. I'm excited to say I'm a part of a church that's getting a ton of people G'd up. We need to make a rap. I want to. Get me behind the drums. I'll make a beat. I want to so bad one day. My wife's shaking her head in the front. No, please don't let him do it. We're going to do it one day. All right, so we're going to unpack some things. Y'all ready? Two of you. So everybody else can go home. Charlene and Russ are ready. Here we go. All right, first up, we're going to talk about our average weekly attendance. Our average weekly attendance across the entirety of Bridge City Church, 685 people every single week at the entirety of Bridge City Church. One church, four locations. That's exciting. That's amazing to see. I'm excited to say that. You will never hear me just say the White Oak campus. We are the White Oak campus. I am Bridge City Church to the core. Here's why. I was around when there were no campuses. It was just one location. Then it became two. Then it grew from there. And I'm excited for some of you when you're around when it continues to grow and continues to see more and more people. Here's the vision. We weren't going to wait for people to come to church. We were going to take the church to them. Because you're a part of a community, a culture within Pittsburgh that people aren't very transient. What does that mean? If they got to go over a bridge or through a tunnel, they don't want to do it. Our generation's starting to break that a little bit. I have people that live in my neighborhood that never left my neighborhood. Like, what's a Target? I think you just shoot at those things. No, you go to them. There's like, you could become, it's a circle app. You get discounts. Okay? Listen, the White Oak campus is a part of something so much bigger, the church as a whole. At the White Oak campus alone, we saw our average weekly attendance was 332 people every single week. That's amazing. That's exciting. Last year, 52 weeks, okay? 52 weeks, we broke the 400 barrier seven times. I believe it was seven times. If I miscounted, Sarah, correct me. I get the opportunity to correct myself pretty often. I'm really good at doing it. I like doing it. As a matter of fact, I misspoke during the first worship experience, and I'm going to correct myself now. So, the entirety of 2024, we broke the 400 barrier seven times. So far in 2025, we've broke the 400 barrier five times in 8 weeks. Today's the eighth week. So what does that tell me? I'm not the greatest at math. Sarah and our accounting team and Natalie, they're really good at it. They like being in their little office with their calculators, and they love this stuff. I don't. But with like simple math like this, I'm really good at it. Five out of eight is quicker than seven out of 52. God's doing something, okay? I will talk more about that a little bit later and how we're preparing and getting prepared and excited for that. Baptisms. 94 baptisms across the entirety of Bridge City Church last year. The White Oak campus specifically, we saw 62 of those 94. It's phenomenal. Every single year, our goal is to see 50% of the people that responded to the gospel take the next step and get water baptized. So let's have simple math, okay? If 100 people respond to the gospel, how many people are we praying and believing to get baptized? You guys are so smart. 50. 50% of 100 is 50. Great. You guys are next up, masters. And then doctorate. We're going to get a doctorate in math. Here we go. So in 2024, we saw 62 people get baptized. We saw 62 people respond to the gospel at the White Oak campus. So what does that mean? It's 100%. That's amazing. Praise God. Now, all those people that responded to the gospel at the White Oak campus weren't the 62 that got baptized, but it's a good sign of health. What is that a sign of? That people are getting empowered, equipped, encouraged. They're growing. They are getting poured into. They're becoming a part of a group. They're becoming a part of something that is encouraging them. They're becoming a part of the kingdom. Exactly. Right. I couldn't have said it better myself. Wow, 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 wow. Right. That's the sign of a healthy, growing church. Best sound in the world. Love that sound. Bring on crying babies. I love crying babies. Yeah. So let's talk about giving. Let's talk about money. Yes. Okay, you ready to talk about money? Y'all love talking about money. All the people came for the first time today. They're like, what? Today? The day? All right, giving away to missions in 2024. We gave away, as the church, $218,699 to missions. That's phenomenal. That's amazing. Now, we as the executive team, pastors, elders, elder apprentices, we do have one regret when it comes to missions giving in 2024. That the year was already over, and we realized that we could have just gave one more dollar. Just one more. One more dollar. We could have did it. But the year was over, and we're accountable to the accounting team, and we couldn't just say, hey, just put one more dollar. Give it. And we couldn't. The year was over. Oh. Here's the 2025. But listen, you guys are a part of this. And one thing that a lot of us get to hear, and we're excited to hear, and we're excited to get better at sharing this across the entirety of the church, is the stories from Liberia and Guatemala and Buffalo and the local missions that we're a part of. The stories that we get to be a part of as the church because of the giving that you're a part of. Listen, Pastor Gary, our missions pastor, he is in Africa right now. He's going to be going to Pakistan, and every time you're with him, his phone is ringing, not just from people within the United States, from people across the world calling him, sharing the importance and the how appreciative they are of Bridge City Church and what you all have done in their lives. We're standing in the office the other day. I'm with Nate, who is our arts director, and he said, you got to look at this message we got. I said, what is it? And he's like, look at it. It looks like a scam. And it was from a gentleman from Pakistan that was reaching out saying, I'm trying to get in touch with Gary Paladin. I met him in the 90s. Can you get me in contact with him? We're like, this sounds like a scam, and he's going to ask him to buy gift cards, you know. And then the next message is Pastor Gary holding this guy's kid and his wife and daughter, or wife and his, they're standing together. We're like, I can't, what? And then in a couple weeks, Pastor Gary's going to be in Pakistan. This is the impact that you and your church are a part of. So thank you. Thank you for the people that went on trips this year. Thank you for those that are going to go on trips this coming year that are excited to. If you don't have a passport, get one. If you do have a passport and it's expiring, renew it. If you think you can't go on a mission trip, and be a part of somebody else's and give towards it. We'll talk more about that later. Our One Vision campaign, which is a 3-year giving initiative that we just wrapped up. We got to see 74% of what was committed received. That's amazing. That's phenomenal. We're excited to see that what a group of people throughout Pittsburgh can do. 1,351,525.98. It's amazing. Towards the future of Bridge City Church. Some of this work has already began at our Brighton Heights campus and our North Braddock campus. And we're believing for a new property at the White Oak campus or land to build on. We're believing for these things. We're actively looking and searching. Actively looking and searching. We haven't stopped. God has a plan. God knows what the next location of the White Oak campus looks like. And people are continuing to give towards the One Vision campaign. You can continue to give. Maybe you never started and you're new to this. You can give towards the future. Just mark it One Vision. We can continue to give towards this. Now, I talked about missions. I talked about the One Vision campaign. Now, throughout the last 36 months, one of the things that was built into the Vision campaign was our missions giving. We are a church that believes in tithing. We tithe 10% of our income and we give it away. So I'm going to go to Kingdom Builders, Isaac. So moving forward, we don't have the One Vision campaign. We don't have the opportunity to give to missions as we were. So we're going to get very specific every single month on how we're going to give globally and locally and to future generations. So we're going to have different giving initiatives throughout the year that we're going to communicate globally. One month we're going to have a ask that we're going to give towards Guatemala. We're going to ask, we're going to give, and then we're going to celebrate. And that's going to be it. We're going to do that monthly, maybe locally. We're going to have a local missions offering. Maybe it'll be specific to the White Oak campus or the Murraysville campus or the North Braddock campus or the Brighton Heights campus. And we will ask and we will give and then we will celebrate. We're going to be very clear on how we do this so that we can all be a part of it. Future generations. Listen, we have a group of young people at Bridge City Church that are on fire for Jesus and are excited about what the gospel has done in their life and can do in other people's lives. And we want to invest in them. We want to invest in the generation that is upstairs, that is excited for Jesus. We want to invest in the generation that's sitting in the seats right there talking baby talk to each other. We're a generational church. You want to know what that means? Right now, my son's great-grandma is sitting in the back with his grandma, with his aunt and uncle, and his cousins. It's 4 generations. That's a generational church, and there's numerous families like that here and throughout Bridge City Church. four generations within the church. That's pretty cool. That's exciting to see that. We're going to continue to be a generational church. Why? Because we believe in that. We believe that we're not going to lose one child to the world. Those kids that are over there, the kids that are upstairs, the kids that meet here on Wednesday nights, we're not going to lose one child to the world. We're going to invest in that. Kids cost money. Every parent in the room should be like, I know. Right? I remember when Lennon was a baby, I was like, man, this formula stuff's expensive. Man, wow. And then when he stopped having formula, we started buying milk all the time and pouches and goldfish. It's like, man, that formula was so much cheaper than this stuff. Can we go back to that? And then he started eating pouches and goldfish and milk and then quesadillas and macaroni and cheese. And that was just for lunch. And then pizza and quesadillas and chicken fingers. And then he it was brand specific. I don't like that one. Yeah. I don't like those fruit snacks. What? When you bought formula, it's just like, that's it. That's the one. The red can with that color lid. So much cheaper. Growth costs money, right? Listen, it's exciting. I'm excited about it. So let's talk about income at the White Oak campus and the church as a whole specifically. Across the entirety of the church, the income across the entirety of the church was just a little over $2.3 million across the church. I know when the average person, when I hear this, we hear $2.3 million and we're like, oh, what? Millions math. It's unfathomable. Okay? I just sat with somebody recently that I asked them what their company's operating budget was, and they said it's $221 million a week. That's their operating budget. A week. I was like, I can't even fathom that. Do you know that, what type of math that? $221 million a week. Okay, so when we hear this, we just hear big numbers. Okay, so I want you to be able to break it down and, okay, God, get the glory. God, get the glory. God, we're talking about 623 people on an average weekly attendance, 332 at the White Oak campus a week, and then 5 out of 8 weeks, over 400. Okay, so break it down, not just into your own household, but across the whole church. We got that? Okay, expenses. $2,068,649. That is broke down within your annual report. Everybody take your annual report. Close it. Now open it. Doesn't matter where you open it to. In my tenure at Bridge City Church and throughout the entirety of Bridge City Church, we have always and will always have an open book policy. What does that mean? That means if you have a question, ask the question. And if I don't have the answer, I will find the answer. That means for anything. You want to know how much we spent last year on mints? Yeah, those mints that you love, the lifesavers that are in there, ask. I will find out. I know how much we spent in 2023 because somebody asked me in 2024. I found out. It was actually way less than I thought it was. It was. You know what else somebody asked me? How much we spent on pens. You know those pens, you probably have 10 of them in your purse. It It was actually way less than I thought it was going to be. You know why? Because we buy thousands of them at a time. You want to know how much we spend on paper clips? I have no idea, but I'll find out. Because that is what our accounting office looks like and does. They are methodical. Because it's not our money. It's God's. You want to know? We'll find out. We have an amazing accounting team. Our business director, amazing. Phenomenal. So, you closed it, you opened it, and that is the policy that we have always had and always will have. Was I clear on that? Okay. I don't know who said yet, but there was one person out of the 270 people that are in here. But I pray that I was clear. All right, I want to share some things. Pastor Rick communicated that where there was no vision, people will stumble over themselves. And I want to paint a vision for you all. I've got the great opportunity to be able to see the White Oak campus change in so many ways over the last 13 years. Not just in numerical growth, but I mentioned earlier that the ushers used to dress like Best Buy employees, and they changed that. I used to walk in here, and the walls used to be gold and navy blue. The carpet used to be pink. Yep. You're like, yeah. Yeah, it was pink for a long time. That wall didn't exist all the way up. That changed. When we first walked in here, there was actually offices right where you all were sitting. There were false walls up to the ceiling. Back there were offices. All those windows that exist back there, they all exist behind these curtains. There's windows back there. There was 3,300 pounds of drywall removed out of this place. We've gotten to see a lot of change within this campus. We've gotten to see change that some of you will never get to see or experience, but we got to see change this past week. There's 50 new chairs that were brought in. There's 285 seats in here now. They're the black plastic ones that are in the back. Somebody says those are the late chairs. If you're late, you get to sit in those chairs. That's not it. Why'd we get black plastic chairs? Well, because the manufacturer that we purchased the comfy chairs from is in Canada, and they're moving their warehouse, and they're not accepting new orders until mid-spring. But in mid-spring, we'll put a new order in, and we'll get new comfy chairs. And guess where the black plastic chairs will go? Upstairs for all the connection groups that meet here throughout the week. It's purposeful. And I got to see, over the years, this room back here get changed from a meeting space to a kid's room. I got to see this hallway redone. I got to see that closet get turned into a mom room. I got to see the cafe turn from two rooms into one room so that it could be a cafe so that you all could get coffee and mints. I got to see every closet that we have turned into not a closet, but a different space. I got to see the White Oak campus and the Bridge City Church as a whole raise over $24,000 in just over 3 weeks so that the third floor could be renovated and leased so that the kids would have a space to go to. That wasn't budgeted for, but we didn't have any more space. Got to see that change happen. Now, I just shared with you that 5 out of 8 weeks, we've been over 400 people in this building. Now, when you have new kids, you don't just go buy a new house right away. You don't just add a renovation right away because it's not possible. You can't do that. Even if we bought a new building tomorrow, it wouldn't be renovated and done within a few weeks. Even if we bought land tomorrow, unless you're a CVS, they just drop those from the ceiling. Like, I don't know, if you buy land and there's CVS. We're not CVS. It wouldn't happen. So we need to do what parents do whenever they need to make more space. What do? They make bunk beds. Right? They make better with the space that they have. We can't change this room anymore. But we can change one other area that we have. So we went to the building owner and we said, hey, there's an amazing space downstairs of the lobby that we don't use except to walk through on Sunday morning. So can we please utilize that space to make it more conducive to us on Sunday mornings? He's like, yeah, what are you thinking? He's like, we've thought about renovating it before. We just haven't put the money into it. And I was like, well, we want to put furniture down there. We want to put a connection point down there, a welcome area, so that when people are coming in and going out from our worship experiences, that space would be more conducive. It would add tons of square footage to us. He's like, yeah, absolutely. But that furniture, you know, it would be used during the week. We're like, we're fine with it. We're cool with it. We want to invest in your building. So very soon, there will be furniture downstairs. There'll be a connection point / welcome center. I was like, hey, and I'm going to take it a step further. We're going to build a false wall to cover your vending machines that have never vended. He's like, you know what? I've been wanting to get those out of there. I just don't have anywhere to put them. I was like, we'll put them somewhere. We'll get rid of them for you. We'll whatever you want to do, we'll do. He's like, no, I'll figure out something. I was like, well, we can help you. I have tons of guys that would love to carry those things. Right? Sure. Come on, Sean. You just strap that thing on your back and just run around the parking lot. If you've never met Sean, meet Sean. Go shake his hand. It's just, it's huge. It's all-encompassing. But seriously, we're going to make better what we have. Why? Because we're not renters. We're owners. I'm like, wait, you own this space? No, we rent, but we have an owner mentality. We're going to make everything that we have better because we're going to get a return on our investment. Maybe not this side of heaven, but we're going to get a return on our investment, and the ROI is unbelievable. So how else are we going to make bunk beds? I'm so happy you asked. Pastor Rick mentioned that Easter of 2025 is going to be the biggest Easter, and we're going to invest so that we can see as many people as possible meet God and become fully devoted followers of Jesus. The past few years at the White Oak campus, we've done it. We've invested. We've had three worship experiences. It's been phenomenal. But one thing that has always been asked of me and throughout the time of the White Oak campus, and this is the first year, like a light bulb went off in my head. Why haven't you done this sooner? I don't know. But something that was always asked, hey, do you guys have Saturday Mass? It's like, huh. No, we don't. So this Easter Sunday, we're going to have three worship experiences at the White Oak campus. But we're going to have Saturday Mass on Saturday, April 19th. So we're going to have four Easter worship experiences at the White Oak campus. Why? Because we can't have four on Sunday. Unless you guys want to have a 6 a.m. sunrise service. Yeah, you do? No? Maybe next year, Janelle. Maybe next year. We'll do five, though. We'll do four on Sunday, one on Saturday. But we're gonna try something different. Why? Because Jesus told us to go fishing. And I want to go fishing. I want to go fishing, and I want to catch a whole bunch of different fish. You know what the fish I want to catch? The ones that said, hey, do you have a Saturday Mass? And I want you all to be able to say, yes, we do have a Saturday Mass. 6 p.m. on April 19th, we have a Saturday Mass. And I want people to say, well, how Catholic of you? I want that to happen. And I want them to come in here, and I want them to experience worship like they've never experienced worship before. And I want them to trip over the cross into the arms of Jesus. And I want him to know that he's not on the cross anymore. That tomb is empty. So that's what we're doing. Okay, we're going to invest. And we're going to give you so many invites to pass out. I want you to make it rain in Aldi. Or Giant Eagle or Whole Foods or Trader Joe, wherever you grocery shop. Ship shoppers, just throw them out the window. Invest, because invitations change people's lives. They do. You can't tell me they don't. We're going to build bunk beds. We're going to build bunk beds. Because there are people that need to be invited. Because there are people that don't know what they receive when they accept that invitation. There are people that don't know what God promises them. There are people that don't have vision. And I'm not talking about vision coverage, because I think vision coverage is a scam. Vision and dental, I don't even know why it exists sometimes. I'm like, wait, you don't cover my glasses? Wait, what? You don't cover my eye exam. Isn't that vision? Anyways, I'm getting off track. There's people that don't have vision to see where God is leading them because they don't know God. And they need invited. They need invited to what God has promised them. And I want to paint a picture for you of what an invitation looks like. What reaching out with an invitation looks like. So throughout 2025, we're going to have outreaches. One of the biggest outreaches we do is in May, our Memorial Day parade. So I have a question. If you're in this room because you saw us or you were handed an invite at the Memorial Day parade, if you could stand to your feet. Ever in the entirety of the Memorial Day Parade, anyone at all at the second worship experience today because of the Memorial Day Parade? Wow. Did anyone go to the Memorial Day Parade? Like you know there's Memorial Day? Okay, if you're in the room because somebody handed you a physical invite or texted you an invite, if you could stand to your feet. Okay. If you're in the room because you Googled, you could stay standing. If you're in the room because you Googled, searched online for a church in your community, and you found Bridge City Church, stand to your feet. We had somebody come in because they Yelped church once. I'm serious. I never knew it was a thing. Turned out to be great friends. Miss them. If you're in the church today because you were broken, you were scared, you were at the end of your rope, and you were searching for something, you had no idea what you were searching for, and you decided to walk through the door and give God a shot, stand to your feet. If you're in the building today and you would have came to church way sooner if somebody would have handed you an invite, stand to your feet. Everybody standing, you get to be a part of investing and inviting now. Now hold on 1 second. If you're in the building today and you're still not standing, and you're willing and able, stand to your feet. That was the big group. We got them. This is what we get to invite people to. Psalm 23. We get to invite people into knowing who He is and what they receive when they accept an invitation. We get to invite people into not just a place that has comfy chairs and really comfy folding chairs. There they are, comfortable. And good coffee and smiling faces and mints. We get to invite people into a relationship with Jesus. We get to invite people into knowing that He promises that He will be their shepherd and that they will have all that they need. Verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. Verse 2, He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along the right paths, bringing honor to His name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for You are close beside me. Your rod and Your staff protect me and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely Your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life. And I will live in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, I thank You so much for Your promises. I thank You that just through the power of an invite, just through the power of an invite, we receive all of that. We receive guidance. We receive peace. We receive protection. We receive love. We receive a purpose. Just because accepting an invite, we receive knowing that Your unfailing love will be with us all the days of our lives. All because of accepting the invite that You gave us by giving Your life. And now we get to be the ones that extend that invite to so many. Lord, thank You for the numerical growth we've seen across the board at the White Oak campus. And God, we want to see more. We want to see Your kingdom grow. We want to see hell depopulated and heaven populated. It'll never be enough, God. Continue to send us outside of these walls to be Your hands and feet. Continue to send us outside of these walls to show people what true joy looks like and peace. God, continue to use our connection groups to be a place of protection and guidance for people. Continue to use our groups to provide empowerment and encouragement and next steps for people. God, continue to make this place a place of peace. God, thank You for what You've done. Thank You for what You're doing. And God, give us an expectation for what You're going to do. In Jesus' glorious name. And everybody said,